Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. F up the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. F up the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Up coin sale pro.
Show.
They got me started, lion hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit's gonna be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fuck me promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Up coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, cause that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit that don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack upped up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. This is a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waitress. This is the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Trip on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers, grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades, that's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it, the cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it, you take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it, minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite, my nigga L said you do a song with Nip, K-Dot here better grip, I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips, without flourishing from the streets to black businesses, level 4 yard living given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Ah! Ah!
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
Okay.
still slop. Naughty dreadlock, fuck a cop, hip hop. Make your head bob, bounce to this socialist movement. My environment made me the nigga I am. Uncle Sam came and got me and the rest of my fam. Try to infiltrate and murder off the best of my clan. I'm not American, punk, Democrat, or Republican, remember that. Most of the cats, you know, be hustling. My mama worked all her life and still struggling. I blame it on the government and say it on the radio. And if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kissing niggas got to go. Got to go, got to go, got to go.
That's my bro, my family, bros in jail. When it comes to money, I did concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you be commission, I be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donor. Tell me, money come, what's it come? G-Wagon, all depend. Stick your step, ride the whip, I know feet. Die for nothing, my nigga. What's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all different. They got it, ride the wind. I know people die for nothing. Oh, no, I fall now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, Black Power, Black Power. Man, that intro music from Nipsey Hussle with the dedication, and then we backdoor it with Dead Prez. I'm an African, you're an African. And last but not least, we got Burn the Boy. Yeah. So your juices should be flowing. We've heard the drums. We've heard some of the fire music. Now it's time to get down to business, my beautiful, beautiful people, children of Africa, all over the planet Earth, no matter where you may be standing throughout the diaspora. We have one God, one aim, and one destiny. As the most honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, may his eternal spirit rest in peace and power. Ashe, 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 oh. Tonight, we are broadcasting once again, coming from the belly of the beast here in America, KKK, but broadcasting all over this beautiful planet, all across the globe, sending a shout out to our brothers and sisters in the many, many countries of the mother continent of Africa. We send you a Black Power salute to our brothers and sisters that are listening in the Caribbean islands, in the Pacific Isles, all around South America, Central America, all in Europe, all in Canada, all in Austria, the folks that are listening, Australia that is, the folks that are listening in the UK, China, all of these places are popping up on our switchboard. We thank you and give you a salute for continuing to support the New Black Panther Party. And last but certainly not least, to all of our beautiful brothers and sisters right here with us in the belly of the beast, salute, because we know as many things that you could be doing tonight, but for you to take your time to tune in live right now, as well as shouts out, because we know the majority of you who listen to our program download, as our statistics tell us on a daily basis. Tonight is episode 1061. We are going on 10 years come next year of broadcasting, bringing nothing but the truth. It's a lot of dedication and hard work that goes into putting it together and making sure we keep this program going. Not only do we do the program, we have hit every corner of the highways and byways of America, KKK, fighting for justice for our people. We've even went across the Atlantic to South Africa, to Johannesburg and Soweto, to the Pan-African Convention, where we were able to link up with other brothers and sisters from across Africa and the diaspora who were of like mind, and those are our allies still to today. It's blood, sweat, and tears, and longevity and dedication that is required of us all, not just the members of the New Black Panther Party. Because last time that I checked, like Nipsey said, the last time that I checked, when we look in the mirror, we were still black. And that is a beautiful thing to be. No people on the planet have went through what we have went through, people, yet we are still here in our beautiful wildness. Of course, we got some ways that's not right, as we have some psychotic tendencies from being up under the yoke of megalomaniacs who kidnapped and enslaved our people and stole the land from up under us. But we are not going to give any excuse to the enemy. We recognize the enemy and we deal with them accordingly. And we must deal with our own idiosyncrasies and insecurities and destructive patterns and self-correct. Self-correct. Tell no lies and claim no easy victories. I mean, we are on a playing field where things are moving fast and furious. And those who are the children of Africa, we are the descendants of the people who invented everything. We are the ones who our ancestors looked up and counted the stars, who charted every sector of the planet. That's why when these crackers, that's right, I said it, when these crackers came out the caves, we even tried to civilize and teach them. And what was their response? To come and attack and plunder those who bought them out of their four-legged capacity. These are facts. These are anthropological and historical facts. even to today, why do these people worship Romulus and Remus? That story, do you know about that? Well, they said they were two boys raised by wolves. Could it be that that is an allegory for cave dwellers? It is, we know. But with that being said, there's so much that has happened, yet we still move forward. We continue to fight for reparations. We continue to fight for justice. And in so doing, of course, we continue to stand on the principles of Kuji Chagalia, self-determination, cooperative works, cooperative economics, Ujima. Kwanzaa is the principles of Kwanzaa and the Uguzu Saba are just not for 7 days at the end of the year. These are principles that we live by as a way of life and should be living by as a way of life. So we have the distinguished guest who hosts our Thursday night program, Brother Eugene Chalford, who comes to represent a diaspora of brothers and sisters through the Pan-African Network. And on Thursday nights, not only are we dealing with Pan-African issues, but in particular, we're dealing with the business aspect, my beautiful brothers and sisters, as we are indeed taking back over our throne. We have dealt with everything from the past to what's going on to the future, up until modern times. Our brother has laid out so much information in the time periods that he's been a regular co-host on a Thursday night for our Pan-African Business Network. And so, of course, as he comes back tonight, he's not shy or short of major information. The title is Business Automation, in short, but he'll elaborate furthermore into that. Yeah, we are the ones who invented science and technology. Did you not think that we would not get into this? Do you know, brothers and sisters, that it is the black man who invented the internet, the computer, the cell phone, electricity, skyscrapers, elevators, washer, dryer, lawnmowers, anything of modern technology and of convenience, our people invented, even in the yoke of slavery, out of necessity. They said that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, surely our ancestors, who were without under bondage, were the scientists and scholars and the wisest of the planet. And even in captivity, they didn't steal no damn tree-swinging savages. They kidnapped and plundered those of us who are ancestors of high intelligence, the best of the best, as we still are, as anything created by the Creator cannot be destroyed. So we're still here. So I've said a lot in this short period of time because we are forward thinkers. We are not short-sighted. Don't try to put us in no box. You think that Black Panthers are just some security guards? We are not. We are freedom fighters for black liberation. And with that, we are black nationalists, Pan-African, revolutionary scientists. It is a science of getting liberation. It is a science of business. It is a science of black nationality for us, by us. There's nothing wrong with that. Every nation on the planet practices nationality for their own. We are B1, black first. But we are also 2A. We carry our Second Amendment right to protect our black selves and every gamut in between, from agriculture to aviation to banking to technology. You can't pigeonhole us in no gamut. So we have a very profound presentation for you tonight, being presented by Brother Eugene Chalford of ETC Logistics, one of the sponsors of the New Black Panther Party, And we also send a shout out to all the brothers and sisters of the Pan-African Network, the New African Network, the New African Network. And last but certainly not least, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, to continue to support the New Black Panther Party. We didn't get to 1,061 episodes out of our charisma and because of our blessed good looks. No, it costs. It costs money to broadcast monthly. You think we can talk shit so boldly the way we do because these people like us? No, it costs money. It costs money for us to hit these highways to stand up our people. We're not getting any grants or funding. We come out of our own pocket. And it, so if you love or support or like what you're receiving from these broadcasts, be sure to support us with your coins, your money, where your mouth is, where your heart is. You have cable TV, you pay for that. And even if you don't have cable TV, you pay for electricity to watch your television and the gas to play the radio in your car. So don't be like that when it comes to supporting black media, in which we are. This broadcast is representative of black media, uncensored and unadulterated, bringing you the best of the best. So go to www.nbpp.org. That's N as in new, B as in black, P as in Panther, P as in party. That's nbpp.org. And click the donate button, which will bring you to our website for our humanitarian arm of the New Black Panther Party, which is the Black Cross. And that site will show you some, just a few of the things that we've done on the ground in support of our people who were devastated by natural and man-made disasters. And we hit the ground. So that organization, that arm of our organization also needs support. So click the donate button. It's going to direct you to PayPal. Well, anywhere on the planet that you're at, you can make a contribution to the New Black Panther Party with your credit or debit card. And you can also make a contribution quickly by Cash App by going to $ Black Power Dollar. Freedom ain't free. And we are not shy about putting to the table that we need support. So with that being said, let's bring our brother on. Mic check. Brother Eugene.
Yo, I am here. Black power. Yo, Jumbo.
Black power, King, you have the power.
That's what's up, sister. I appreciate you for having me on the show tonight. Yo, Jumbo and Habaragani, brothers and sisters, in the words of Chief Swahili, what's the news? And I welcome you all to this evening's New Black Panther Party, New Africa Network, Thursday night business broadcast. And as usual, we are here to bring you vital and informative information to help empower ourselves as a people. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is the New Black Panther Party, the New African Network. I am your co-host, Brother Eugene Telford, reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, great state I'm in, and all states I'm in, the New Black Panther Party and the New African Network. We extend a big up to all our dynamic brothers and sisters tuning in each and every week. We are black grassroots organizations and black businesses united, over 300,000 strong and growing members, networkers, and affiliates working together worldwide. Black businesses, black activists, black for-profit and nonprofit organizations working together to make a difference in the communities in which we live. Tukapamoja, in the words of T. Swahili, we are together. All power to the people, all power to the people. And first, to set the night straight, let's give a big Asante to our First Lady and General Dada Krista Muhammad and all the rest of the NBPP nation builders. A big Asante and shout out to all of our sponsors, our supporters, our contributors, our business partners, our Black Nation Truth and Security teams and legal advisors, the NBP Black Cross Emergency Medical Team and Social Workers teams. Hey, like Sister Crystal said, don't forget to donate. Your contributions reach many as needed. A big shout out go out to the New Africa Network, the New Africa Network broadcast and TV broadcast, board of directors, team members and affiliates. Also, one of our sponsors, corporate sponsors, Exquisite Import Export Trading Company, doing business as ETC Logistics USA, your one-stop shop network for international trade and logistics services, providing services throughout the United States, the Caribbean, Central and South America, and Africa. For more information, you can contact ETC at 1-800-216-1750. That's 1-800-216-1750. ETCLogisticsUSA.com. So, this is March 24th, 2022. Man, these weeks are going by very fast, aren't they? But nevertheless, we are that new breed leader African generation keeping up with the power of the motor. Yeah, baby. We got pride and we got activity going on here. And so, let's start the night off with the highlights of today's African stock market and exchange report. And here are the highlights of today. First up, we have the Ghana Stock Exchange closing today at 2,074.206. It was down by 0.02%. That reflected a negative 0.51 at the close of the index. However, it was a year-to-date, it was negative at 47.28, reflecting at a negative 1.7%. That was the close of this time last year on the index. However, the market capped out at the end of the day at 64.02 billion, and that was the end of the day trading on the GHS. Next up, we have the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, closing today at 74,349.94. It was down by 0.65% on the index. That reflected a negative at 488.15. Year to date, the market was up at 640.55. That gave a plus on at 0.87%. The market capped out at 20.62 trillion, and that was the end of the day trading on the ZAR. Next up, we have the Nairobi Security Exchange. Closed at 159.36, down by 0.47%. That reflected a minus at 0.75 on the index. Year-to-date, the market was also down at negative 7.10. That gave a negative at 4.27% at the end of the year-to-date mark. However, the market capped out today at 2.48 trillion, and that was the end of the day on the KES. Trading on the KES. Next up, we have the Nigerian Stock Exchange. The market closed today at 46,960.29. It was down by 0.43%. It reflected the impact of a negative 0.365. However, year to date, the market was up at plus 4,243.85. With the impact position at 9.93%, the market capped out at 25.31 trillion, and that was the end of the day on the NGN. Next up, we have the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, closing today at 15,494.05.
It held a position at 0.29%. It was down by negative 38.66 on the index. Year-to-date, the market was up at 4,671.69, reflecting a positive at 43.17% year-to-date. The market capped out at $2.33 trillion, and that was the end of the day on the ZWL. And last up, we have right here in the States, the New York Stock Exchange closed the day at 16,701.82. It was up by 0.87%. It was a positive impact at plus 143.25 on the trade and the index. Year-to-date, the market was down at negative 524.28 at negative 304%. And the 52-week high closing was at 17,312.94. Wow. That was a very positive week up in flexing in both nations here on the continent, here on the continent of North America, and also looking at how the market was very volatile there on the continent of Africa as well. And we definitely going to keep an eye out on Nigeria. Their market and economy seems to be fluctuating very both negative and positive in some areas of both agriculture and also petroleum production. But we're definitely going to keep an eye out on the Dangote Group. They've been seeming to make a very positive impact in the nation of Nigeria. And it is still, from what I understand, have a deal that had been signed in Morocco with Morocco to actually build a pipeline from Nigeria up to Morocco. So that's going to be a very positive economic impact. So if you've got coins to invest, hey, man, Nigeria is definitely the place to do it, both in the infrastructure sector, agriculture, as well as some of the other vital high-tech markets that exist today. So, Afro nations rising, Black nations rising all over, both politically and economically. This is day 758, reporting since the pandemic, the reckoning and the commissioning of a pandemonium pandemic all across the world, infecting the entire earth. Damn, who would have thought so in this day and time? Hey, but it's definitely become the normal force. And we are some resilient people, and definitely we're going to get through this and continue to push forward with what is the African Industrial Revolution, the dawn of the African Renaissance. These are some beautiful times in the midst of some very chaotic times, especially for us African people here. Anyway, we want to get to tonight's topic and broadcast, and some of the brothers and sisters on the African Diaspora Trade Network and business networks had been contacting me throughout the week, and they said, yo, Brother Eugene, man, you know, you did that last topic on getting us prepared for business taxes and companies being more responsible and with their accounting practices and so forth. And, you know, we've been trying to see some ways where we can get our companies to level up. So I said, yo, let's talk about making money in our businesses using automation. And wow, these brothers and sisters, man, they start chiming in with all the information to help comply tonight's discussion, the business process of automation, also known as BPA in tech terms. The business process of automation is defined as the automation of complex business processes and functions, and it is a process of gathering data and records and keeping activities as a theory. It is used in advancing technology, and it is also focused on running a business as opposed to the account of the business. Types of automations, efforts, and often it deals with the events while it is a mechanism to drive the mission where it is a critical and core piece of our everyday process of our physical life as well as our matrix life. The processing BPA, usually it is to support enterprises as well as the knowledge of both the company and its workers to satisfy the needs of its constituencies. Business automations and terms for the use of its technology and applications that it performs, it is sometimes repetitive and is a task for freeing up employees to be utilized for higher values and contents of work. This includes, but is not limited to, business processes of automation. Again, getting back to the BPAs, robotic processing automation known as RPA, and also AI, artificial intelligence empowered by automation, business process of automation. It can and it could be used to improve one's personal life as well as business and to improve the efficiency, and it also acts as a mechanism for cost cutting and freeing up time to allow for more advanced and cultural services that can be aided to develop customer service to its full potential. Some may ask, well, what is real world business processes? And can you provide me, Brother Eugene, with some automation examples? Well, we have 16 examples that I can provide, and one which includes the approved process, approval request, the redemption process that is secured of an IT to become paperless, and the utilization of the technology which is used to advance the actual infrastructure of a business for productivity. It is also used for vendor management, stakes of technology, utilization of applications which includes SAP, Oracle, SharePoint, and also other software that is used to collect data for data management systems and to also be used for outreach of platforms. As a single platform, for it can be used for complete visibility with a standardized access of a workflow of how a company workflow is being conducted and is connected with the compliance to which the actual company and its vendors as well as its customers relationship. The new influential networks today utilize more than 300,000 connections and users, and a lot of these connections to one's business can elevate worldwide. It can expand worldwide. Suppliers and used for onboarding platforms, also utilization of quotation and invoicing, claims and processing, employer-employee relationships and onboarding and management, performance management. In the financial world, used for loan processing, credit approval, as well as price approval, utilized for R&D, research and development, and auditing, customer onboarding and management systems play a key and vital role. Proof of compliance, repair, and tracking in some industries, a management piece, software integration, manufacturing and production, as it also relates to a concept utilization of automation, reporting, and documentation and digitizing the business process, which also helps to build transparency. transparency, models, and the utilization of software combined with technology. It is used to map out business. It is used as a process as well as a dashboard for visualization, data compliance. It reduces the complexity and provides a visibility to senior management. Business Process and Automation, BPA. That's the acronym, BPA. So if you ever hear some of the techies talking about BPA, you're talking about Business Process Automation, automated files for transfer, automated users, and providing automated reports. These reports can be also generated for and used for distribution. A few weeks ago, we had a topic and discussion on supply chain distribution, how your automation is utilized, and automated order entries. It is used for email. It is used for claims processing. It helps develop spreadsheets. It is also to help automate your business utilizing certain types of applications that can be integrated, and we'll get back to how that is engaged with equipment versus manpower. Browsers, automation. We now have cloud automation. You no longer have to keep one mainframe system to maintain and maintain data mining and management at your very own office when it can be kept in the cloud itself these days. And at some point, we'll have a discussion and a topic on how these actual clouds work in the tech system. Terminal, emulation of automation, utilization of Microsoft applications as a part of the automation system, automation of events, and as well as utilized to monitor any event and log as it is monitored. Also, it acts as a batch processing unit and can be combined with what's also known as ERP integration. BPAs is software. It is in certain categories that may include sometimes mechanical mechanisms as a part of its technological use. And as we advance in today's modern times, we often see the new modern age robots and the robotic systems that we have in place. The goal is to be able to complete repetitive of the physical form as it is digitally processed as an action with a minimal to no interaction from human use or manpower. BPA may be purchased and used as a standalone software package, or it can be integrated or embedded into a software, could be utilized for extra features. And many of you see that today with your own very personal handheld devices, where you see various applications across the board, whether it is for business use or for personal use, or whether you're just gaming, you know what I'm getting into. As a part of that, it is a part of a identified mechanism that is actually used as a part of its infrastructure of a management system. You may hear the terms BPA and BPM, and it is used interchangeably, but they are not the same. A BPA focuses on how automation can be simplified and streamlined. It helps streamline the business process While a BPM may or may not include automation, a variety used method to discover models, it is also used to analyze, it is used to change and optimize, and it is also used as a end-to-end business-to-business process. However, BPA and BPM is used as a amorphous. It morphosizes itself into higher forms or variants, similar to the, say, as an example, the COVID virus that we go through now. But the RPA, which is the robotic process of automation, known as RPA, occurs when the basic task of the automated, whether it's automated through software or hardware or hardware systems that function as an access of a variety of applications, they are greatly reduced, and they can greatly reduce labor costs while it increases efficiency and speeding up the time that is normally utilized from the utilization of hand to manpower, and it is also utilized to minimize mistakes that are made by human beings. Why should one want to utilize automation? And where do we see ourselves moving in the 21st century? Well, in short, while we speak of the terms of automated, one's business becoming more automated, all businesses want to do more with less. BPA makes it possible to perform more work with fewer people, and it also frees up time and in a work day to create new products and to innovate services and to generate more profits. BPAs also add money and time saving and efficiency. Again, it reduces human errors, and it leverages companies' resources and assets. Well, you say, damn, Brother Eugene, well, what are the benefits of it? You say, well, you know, after doing a little bit of R&D ourselves, we saw that it helps increase productivity. It also assists in communications. It increases the process of visibility, and it reduces cost, and it helps a company operate more efficiently. It is the bottom line. It is more of the visibility into the process, which leads to the increase of innovation. We are coming to a conclusion, and as we, the people want to know more about how can these platforms work more for us to help generate income on the platform, asking to provide key areas of businesses where how and can that be automated. One, we would say it would be marketing, utilizing in finance and sales, product and products development, supply chain, transportation and logistics, manufacturing and customer service, getting back to IT optimization for general use of general business functions, ways of helping us to automate and become more productive. Automation tools and equipment, whether it is inter-office or manufacturing, whether it is used to repair or maintain, maintenance, again, getting back to logistics and transportation and supply chain distribution, It is all because of AI, artificial intelligence, machines and devices that have become an everyday part of our lives. And now living in the 21st century is here to advance man. These are our creations. They just didn't evolve on their own. These devices are a necessity. AI, artificial intelligence, created the process of fine repetition, switching to and from commercial services. And now with us as utilizing it as a personal device, helping to everyday tasks and create and form new industries, streamlining communications as a part of the task and the management systems of our everyday lives that we govern, making documentation sharing very easy and more efficient, a more faster way of life, of how we utilize and transfer technology, the integrated applications on our devices that we utilize is used to track and correspond and set automation targets. It creates culture. In the 21st century, a new wave of culture communications created culture both in the automation of personal lives in the office and as well as in industrial manufacturing. And now it is utilized in a way of how we make money, money from automation, creating custom sales paths, automatic print services, setting and customizing email auto responders. We also, there is also a process where it is shared between people through media, multimedia networks. People often share information about themselves, their products, and their services. The Mechanical Turk, the amount of Mechanical Turks that now makes it easier. We say Turk like places like Amazon where they actually have distribution and sales outlets and centers set up to help one's product reach a market in a much broader scale, not utilizing the same concepts as it was maybe 40, 50 years ago with the electronic trading platforms, as well as these sales platforms have been a big catalyst for people earning new incomes in today's society. 21st century futurism, moving ahead with advanced technologies. Now we follow up and utilize these technologies to follow up as reminders for research and development. They are also used for making leads and getting contacts, as well as using the smart sections of CRMs and notifications and collective leads automation. It also varies across all sectors and industries and IT platforms and trading platforms, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But put your business in the process of being automated. Put you yourself as a part of utilization of technology to advance your careers. We've seen within the last 5 years how much advanced our technology and our resources have become. Like I said before, this doesn't just happen out of the blue. It happens because the people will it into existence. We are the people and the creators of our destinies. So we create things and make our lives easier, and the utilization where we can advance ourselves for most positive forms of life. Put your business in the process. It also is utilized for forming and writing your business plan, a part of tracking and accounting, R&D and research and development. It is used for banking and invoicing and automation. And last, for the people, technology. We are technology. The people are technology. People are what make technology tick. We are the lasting successors, ancestors' knowledge, when it comes to new age manifestation and compliancy of automation with the human touch. Our human functionality is a large base, and it is based upon the social aspects of sharing, sharing links in both physical and in the matrix to improve ourselves as the users, the retention, and the return rate in which we implement the use of our technology. Man in the 21st century, a 21st century black man and black woman, age of the African Industrial Revolution and the dawn of the African Renaissance. All right, so I'll close with that in today's report, and I hope everybody enjoyed some of this lecture and information that we provided you for tonight. And as usual, we always want to include each and every one of you to participate by pressing that number one button. If you have anything to say, don't be shy. We are a grassroots and business organizations united. Like I said before, we have over 300,000 strong and growing with the New African Network, and through the New Black Panther Party organization, over 1 million worldwide. And we're connected with all sorts of brothers and sisters in the Afro diaspora, not just here in the United States, but in the UK and over there in Europe, down there in South America, over there in the Caribbean islands, over there in Africa. They over there in Australia, too, because we got our brothers and sisters with the Aborigine movement. They've been with us for a lot of our conversations, Papua New Guinea. So, yeah, definitely feel free to chime in if you like. And I'm Brother Eugene Talfour reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, man, this has been a wild and wonderful week. I take it most of you all have been keeping up with the games. And as you know, the NBA, hey, man, they've been really battling it out there. Of course, you know, since I'm being here in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm one of those Charlotte, not the Bobcats, but now they are the, man, what are they? Somebody help me out. I got brain dead up in here now. And then I switched up so much over your stuff.
They the Hornets. They the Hornets.
Yeah, that's right. They keep changing up on her, bro. I forgot.
They took New Orleans name.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, anyway, Michael Jordan seemed to be having a pretty nice dream team on his hand right now in the making, and we've been keeping an eye out on them for the last few weeks since the playoffs began, and between them and the Golden State Warriors, man, you know, Steph Curry, Golden Boy with the golden arm, always hitting those three-pointers. We've been seeing him. We also seen the Thompson boy, I ain't going to call him boy, the Thompson youngin, with the Charlotte Hornets playing as a center, he's been doing very well. But yeah, definitely we've been keeping up with the Knicks in the, up there in the Brooklyn, and they've been popping it off very well as well. But, yeah, that's a big shout-out for all of those who are in the sports network. So, Sister Crystal, you'd like to chime in on anything before I get on to the Afro Diaspora News Network tonight?
You got it, bro. You got it. You got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sis. Well, first of all, we want to give a big shout out to one of my dearest brothers, Brother Wudumaya. Wudumaya and his fiance, Miss Trudy, over there in Ghana. Wudumaya is actually from Ghana, and his fiance, Trudy, she is from Kenya. And they happen to be the new millennial king and queen of Africa. Brothers and sisters have definitely been doing some positive work over there with their diplomatic and diplomacy, extending out look on Africa, the outlook on Africa, and giving our brothers and sisters here in the African diaspora an opportunity to see all over Africa through their travels on their YouTube network channel. So you can tune in to Wudumaya at W-O-D-E Maya, M-A-Y-A, on YouTube. Peep him out. The brother is a genius with this YouTube marketing concept that he's involved with Africans, and there's been all sorts of brothers and sisters getting connected with him. Also, I'd like to say, congratulations, Wuda, to your new house over there. I see you got a big mansion that you built over there, brother, and hopefully me may be able to get over there to Ghana at some point before the summer is out. We are definitely looking at organizing with many of the grassroots organizations, the businesses here in the U.S. to take a business trade mission, as well as taking some people over for a pilgrimage to the mother continent to visit Ghana. We got Nigeria on the list. We also got Cameroon on the list. And we also got South Africa on the list. And I don't want to forget to say if Brother Imani, he's like, yo, if you're making this trip and you don't come to Ethiopia to visit us here in Addis Ababa, he said, I'm going to have to come back to the U.S. and get you personally, Brother Eugene. So I'm definitely going to try to make something work for that, brother. So, yeah, special shout out to Brother Imani Jean-Paul with the Kiswahili program, school and network that he has there in Ethiopia. And we'll give a big shout out to him. Also, Sister Meseret of the Meseret Humanitarian Project there in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and we're going to continue to work with her to provide humanitarian resources to the orphanage and women's center that's there in Ethiopia. Also, we had a brother from the Djibouti, Brother Awed Adin, and his brother Habad had sent me a little information about one of the hits that they made over there in Djibouti, known as the Agun Okoyo. And the brothers seemed to be setting it off over there with a new dance hit. And got all the ladies over there all fired up with the Sherma boys. And, man, yeah, you keep up the good work, guys. We're going to keep an eye over on you guys and hope we get to see you. Also, we played a little music on the Past New African Network news platform a few days ago with Buddy, with Black 2. For some of you guys, you need to peep that music out. That's some pretty positive stuff that he got it hitting it off right there. It's called Black 2. Peep him out. We also want to give a quick shout out. You heard earlier in the platform, Burna Boy with Yay Yo. And we also have in Nigeria, Wizkid with his new hit, The Mood. And if you get a chance, peep that out. That seemed to be a pretty positive hit that's taking waves. And other than that, Brother Imani said, he just hit me here. He said, Brother Imani, I had among young man, homeboy of ours, Mr. Usman Toure from Gambia, had flew into Addis Ababa and hit up Brother Imani himself a few weeks ago. And, they went out, man, and they were just having a nice time together. They was hanging out. I saw them all together. All the big YouTubers had met with Brother Imani over there in Ethiopia. They went out hiking up in some of the mountains out there on the East Mountain side in Ethiopia. It looked like they had a great time. So big shout out to Brother Usman Toure of the Gambia. And hopefully we get to see you at some point in time, too, Brother Usman, if you're listening in.
He is one of the New Africa networkers who tune in each and every week. So shout out to you, brother. Good work as you've been doing right there in Gambia. We're bridging the gap between our young brothers and sisters with technology. Some of the stuff that we've actually talked about tonight with automation and the utilization of automation and applications, software applications to make money in this day and time. Let's see what else we have here on the horizon. Of course, everybody's been keeping up with what's taking place there in Ukraine. And we've had got information in that some of our African brothers and sisters had been studying there in some of the universities. End up experiencing some racism towards them, how they were being treated at many of the areas where a lot of the people were trying to flee for safety, and especially when it got to the borders, a lot of them received anti-black and felt very uncomfortable with how they were being mistreated as opposed to some of the folks who immigrants that were there trying to do the same thing. So we hope those brothers and sisters find a way out of there. Many of them from our African continent and are now trying to, their governments are trying to work out a way to get them back home safely. Also, Eritrea and Rwanda, they have actually protested about how Ukrainians and the Europeans have been treating our African brothers and sisters, black people. With the in light in despite of a war, and it definitely is not cool for that to be taking place. So, you know, of course, we are here on the New African Network and the New Black Panther. We're here to speak our mind as black people unapologetically, and these are things that are affecting or have been affected black people. We certainly are the voice to stand up and to say what's on our minds. Also in Mali, troops have pulled the French troops have pulled out of Mali, and seems to be pretty good. But they said they're going to still maintain within the Sahel region as a part of the UN initiative for protection for the Sahel region in Africa. But anyway, Mali was able to somehow make the French soldiers leave while they are trying to get their political an economic situation back in stabilization after the coup, and it looks very positive for them right now. And we also found out that the actual government, as they're breaking away from the Franco-French, they are going to be introducing Kiswahili as a part of their language. And, yeah, so big shout-out to that. Swahili, an official African language that is used pretty much all over the continent of Africa, a business language. It also helps bridge the gap between those individuals who may speak certain types of languages, but it is used to divide, to help bridge the divide between African people and our nations as a business fundamental. The richest African countries, as a part of our tonight's Afro Diaspora News broadcast, wanted to announce the best places for the African diaspora to be at or want to be at or want to go to invest would be number one, hey, at the top of the list, the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and also the Congo. We're also looking at Niger and Namibia and Zambia and South Africa and Mozambique. Also, Guinea is a good place to invest. Tanzania, Ghana, and Botswana. And that ends tonight of our tonight's broadcast. I'm Brother Eugene
Thompson. And I'm going to say Guinea-Bissau, because I'm from Guinea-Bissau,
yeah,
and I need y'all to come to Guinea-Bissau and help me build it up. Come on.
I know, that's right, sis. Guinea-Bissau and Guinea, them both places where, and you know, they've actually been talking about why are the two Guineas separated, and it was like, whoa, I'm going to have to get Sister Chris to go over there and do some diplomatic stuff and get that bridge, break them barriers over there and get Guinea back together.
Come on, man. We know we have it. It happened in 1884. It was part of the Berlin Conference.
You know what it was.
I played her earlier this week, and she spoke about, you know, how you know, the Berlin, when all of the different colonizers came in and, you know, and separated those nations into smaller countries. And, you know, you would find on the same land that they had been won, you know, the French colonizer come in and the Portuguese colonizer come in, and you have the same people divided by, you know, these artificial borders. So, you know, mm-hmm. you're right, Brother Eugene. We're going to have to reverse engineer the madness, you know, but it's on our watch, right? So we have to take responsibility.
Yeah, for sure.
We have to trust in our intelligence of our people on the ground already on the motherland. And, you know, we just have to do what we got to do. Well, we need to know,
yeah,
we got to know what we're facing. Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Eugene, really truly appreciate the knowledge and the level of business that you bring to the platform. You know, we speak about being kings and queens, you know what I'm saying, leaders of industry and builders. And, you know, you edified that aura that, you know, we should all strive, you know, to represent, which is Black excellence, you know. And so, you know, everything that you are constantly bringing to the table is in that vein, and it is not only appreciated, it is also duly noted. So Black Power, Brother Eugene. Mm-hmm, Well, you have, let me know what you want to do, because we have a hot clip lined up. You know, we have this network we came across in Ghana called the Pan-African TV, and they, mm-hmm. you know, they keep some good timely information. And so, you know, we'll have you, you know, to, you know, say your closing words, and then we're going to, you know, make sure that we got our finger on what's going on the continent. I guess this would be a little bit of automation, is it? Is this an example of automation? How we're bringing in audio and technology from way across the Atlantic into our network tonight? Okay,
right, yeah,
all right. Okay, so with that being said, yeah, we're going to give you the floor to close out with whatever tidbits or closing thoughts, and then we'll carry out tonight's program with hearing from hot news, today's hot news from Pan-African TV. So you have the floor, Buddy Gene, Black Power.
All right. Thank you, Dada Crystal. Yeah, for sure. So I guess the last thing I'll end with tonight's topic, you know, we had very informative information where we discussed a little information about automation, how that plays a role in our key business aspect and our personal lives today. And certainly there are many things that we utilize our today's software and devices to make money with today. They help keep control and keep track, as well as help us manage much better. And so as we are elevating and progressing as prominent people in the 21st century, we certainly want to be a part of what's taking place as a continuous positive movement in the direction and what we're trying to take ourselves, as well as those that are following behind us. It's always important to think about those who are following and behind us. So, yeah, inshallah. And also, we want to give a big shout out to Dr. Eric Hanna, Chirimira Choir of the former ambassador of the African Union mission here in Washington, D.C. She now is the chairperson for the African Diaspora Development Institute in Washington, D.C., and just recently returned from a trade mission where she took over, I believe, 160 people to visit Ghana. And some of them I went over, like I said, for both the trade mission. They had an expo. They also, a lot of folks just went over because it was their first time going to Africa and utilized that platform as a pilgrimage to actually get themselves reintroduced after some of the madness that our ancestors experienced that brought us here. But, yeah, definitely that's a blessing for those folks who are able to return. And many of those folks, they've returned. Some of them are the first to set foot back on Africa after 400 years. Can you believe it? So anyway, yeah, big shout out to Dr. Eric Hanna, and I'll get straight to the point with that. Go out and get engaged with the Afro Diaspora Development Institute. They're going to be taking another trade mission over at some point this summer, and we hope to get many of you brothers and sisters interested in going over to see the new Wakanda City project, where it offers both land opportunity, it offers investment opportunity for both business, it also offers up opportunity for dual citizenship. Wow, can you believe it? The Ghanaian government has taken the lead and initiative, and many of the other West African countries where our ancestors have come from as well are beginning to open up their doors. And if you find out that your DNA is linked to any one of those countries in Africa, many of them are now offering the Afro Diaspora dual citizenship. Whoa, what a beautiful thing, man, brothers and sisters. So, yeah, definitely take advantage of that. You can contact Dr. Eric Hanna through her website, and the website is www.ourouraddi.org. That's www.ourouraddi.org. That's the Afro Diaspora Development Institute. Get yourself and your business registered, and also join. It's a big thing that's happening right now with the African Industrial Revolution. We want to get more of our brothers and sisters engaged on what's happening there, because it is an economic thing, and we definitely want you to be able to level up like we put on our platform each and every week. It is time for us to level up as Black people. We are one united African peoples. We are one united Africa. I am Brother Eugene Taufer, reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll see you this time next week, and peace and blessings, one love.
Peace and blessings, one love, Black power. Now let's hear it from Hot News to take us on out. Black power.
Right, good evening and welcome to Hot News. We are live on Pan-African Television. We are also live on Facebook at Pan-African Television, as well as 48 African countries. Those of you watching us on Facebook can share the Facebook Live for other people to also watch tonight's edition of the program. You can join in the conversation also by sending in your views, comments, or contributions on our WhatsApp / text line displayed on the screen. We'll make a time and read all those stuff for you. My name is Justice Apia, and tonight on Hot News, we are discussing the finance minister's press conference on measures, you know, to address the current economic situation or the current economic challenges that the country has found itself. Well, there are some few things the finance minister has mentioned. According to him, some resolutions arrived at, you know, include the you know, the ministers and all of that, cutting down their salaries and all of that. And of course, he has indicated that 52 million Ghana cedis to accrue from 50% cut on fuel coupon for government appointees and all of that. Apart from that, fuel has been decreased by some 15 pesos only. Among, you know, other measures, government is looking forward to, you know, putting in place and all of that to make sure that we generate some revenue for the country. Without wasting much time, let's listen to the finance minister, Ken Oforiatta, addressing, the media.
Addressing the media on measures adopted by government to revive the economy, he explained that the rising fuel prices at the pump are largely influenced by the rising crude oil prices on the international market and exchange rate depreciation, hence the increase in petroleum products. According to him, while the rise in crude oil prices in the international market should have benefited the country on a net basis, Ghana's imports of petroleum products amounted to 5.2 times the value of its crude oil export proceeds.
Fuel price mitigation measures. Ladies and gentlemen, the rising prices of fuel at the pumps is influenced largely by the rising crude oil price on the international market and the exchange rate depreciation. Though the rising crude oil prices should have been to our benefit on net basis, Ghana's import of petroleum products mitigation measures. Ladies and gentlemen, the rising prices of fuel at the pumps is influenced largely by the rising crude oil price on the international market and the exchange rate depreciation. Though the rising crude oil prices should have been to our benefit on net basis, Ghana's import of petroleum products amounts to 5.2 times the value of proceeds from its crude oil export. In 2021, for example, we exported $3.947 billion of crude, of which Ghana's portion was $513 million. However, we imported $119 of crude and finished products. So the purported windfall gain in foreign exchange is quite a mirage. From January to date, the average export price of diesel and petrol have increased by 57% and 45% respectively. Unlike in other countries where the hike in crude oil prices and exchange rate volatility are leading to shortages in supply of petroleum products, government is implementing measures to guarantee constant supply of petroleum products. To mitigate the impact of the rising price of petroleum products at the pump for the next 3 months, government has decided to reduce margins in petroleum price buildup by a total of 15 pesos per liter with effect from 1st April. The details are as follows. Bus margin reduced by 2 pesos per liter. Unified petroleum price and fund margin reduced by 9 pesos per liter. Fuel marking margin reduced by 1 peso per liter. Primary distribution margin reduced by 3 pesos per liter.
The finance minister Ken Oforiatta. So after, right after his, you know, press conference, you know, we have been speaking to the member of parliament for Nshaiso constituency, Honourable Stephen Amoah, popularly known as Sticker. He has actually, you know, shared his thoughts on, you know, the situation. Let's listen to him.
The allowances, I don't know expenditures. They are all outlays. Are they not affecting government coffers or budget? It is. So I really don't understand. The fact is, I think even previously, the previous regime, there was a time they were confronted with similar but less impact. They actually reduced emolument of the executives by, I think, 10%. You remember? Or they wanted to do chip compounds. You remember? So it's not the first. I mean, in any case, I think it's a good news. It's good news. Because whenever you have problems with your fiscal space, what you need to do is to look through your discretionary spending arm of your budget. That is where you have the discretion, your exclusive right to either increase or decrease or add. And this is exactly what this government is. Already we cut 20%. We still think the impact is severe. So we want to do something more. If you really love Ghana, if you are really, really here as a member of parliament, as a government appointee, and you really, really, I haven't read the entire document as I'm speaking, so I can't say whether that is 100% true or not, but even if it is true, myself and my other colleagues, my friends, we will embrace it. I'm not saying the whole of majority, but I'm speaking for myself and the few people that I've spoken to. We are ready to offer everything to salvage this country, just like any other country in the world. What we have, the problem we have today, it's not the fault of the present leadership. It's a global issue. Look at US, about 40-year high inflationary rate. UK, 30-year high inflationary rate. What are we talking about? Depreciation rate of Egypt now is over 14%. Ask yourself, before the COVID and then Ukraine and the unprecedented height of the fuel or petroleum product prices, what was the CD depreciation? In the year 2020, it was 3.9, the best in Africa. The year 2021, it was 3.94104, the best in Africa. We are growing 7% average between 2017 and 19 before the COVID. So why people are so being politically oriented said that they don't want to speak the truth? And the media and other experts who are supposed to also let Ghanaians know as moderators the truth, they are not. In any case, with even this global crisis, a lot more of the economic indicators are better today than we took over. Interest rate was about 37, 38, getting to 40. Go ask the banks there. Now you get some 20. Even the policy rate that is about 17, now that people are talking, we took over 25.5% policy rate under the NDC. Reserve is over 4 months now, it's about 4.3. It was less than 3 months. If T-bills are going up, it means the economy is doing so bad. T-bill for the same period was about 22.5%. Now it's about 12-14%. Our GDP is not growing because of impaired productivity. It's not because of any, call any professor to debate me. And let's call foreign experts to come and do it. That if you have impaired productivity for over 20 months, hospitals, restaurants, campaign, even now, there are state agencies in Ghana here, they run 2 week shift. They go 2 weeks, unless the next month 2 weeks. And they are blaming the government. Blaming the government that through no fault of the government, private sector sacks over 40,000 workers. It's the government fault. Won't that affect productivity? Look, even with the debt portfolio, take away GDP growth, because that one is not government fault. Between the year...
That was the Member of Parliament for Nshaiso constituency, Honorable Stephen Amoah, popularly known as Sticker. But I'll take you through, you know, the full list of the measures, you know, put in place to make sure that we see an end to the economic challenges or hardship we are going through. I will take you through all the interventions, you know, mentioned by the finance minister. The very first one says discretionary spending is to be further cut by an additional 10%. 50% cut in four coupon allocations for all political appointees and heads of government institutions, including SOEs, effective 1st April 2022. Imposition of a complete moratorium on the purchase of imported vehicles for the rest of the year with immediate effect. This will affect all new orders, especially four-wheel drives. This is geared towards reducing total vehicle purchase by the public sector by at least 50% for the period. Government has imposed a moratorium on all foreign travels except pre-approved critical statutory travels. Government will conclude ongoing measures to eliminate ghost workers from government payroll by end of December 2022. Government will conclude the renegotiation of the energy sector IPP's capacity charges by the end of Q3 2022 to further reduce excess capacity payments by 20% to generate a total savings of 1.5 billion Ghana cedis. Impose a moratorium on establishment of new public sector institutions by end of April 2022. Prioritize ongoing public projects over new projects to enhance the efficient use of limited public funds over the period by finishing ongoing or stalled but approved projects. Reduce expenditure on all meetings and conferences by 50% effective immediately. Heads of SOEs to contribute 30% of their salaries from April to December 2022 to the Consolidated Fund, IC. Pursue a comprehensive reprofiling strategies to reduce the interest expenses burden on the fiscal and liaise with organized labor and employers association to implement with immediate effect the measures captured in the Kweu Declaration of the 2022 National Labor, including reforms towards addressing salary inequalities. Inequalities, example, Article 71 office orders, the weak link between pay to productivity and sustainability of the payroll. Government, of course, there is something on fuel price mitigation measures taken by government. Government has committed to reducing margins in the petroleum price buildup by a total of 15 pesos per liter with effect from 1st April. The reduction The reductions are expected to reduce prices of petrol by 1.6% and diesel by 1.4%. The details are as follows. Bost margin reduced by 2 pesos per liter. Unified Petroleum Pricing Fund margin reduced by 9 pesos per liter. Fuel marketing margin reduced by 1 peso per liter. Primary distribution margin reduced by 3 pesos per liter. National Petroleum Authority in discussion with the OMCs to reduce their margins. Government to ensure consistent supply of fuel and manage the rate of export price increase by ensuring that BOG has access to adequate foreign exchange. Well, it goes on and on and on. We can talk about revenue mobilization measures, financing and currency measures, as well as additional measures over the medium term and, of course, the long term as well. But, well, I'll be joined in the studio by Mr. Solomon Usu, who is a member of the New Patriotic Party Communications Team. Mr. Usu, how are you doing? Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me to and
Right. It's been a while. That's true. That is when I'll finish. Right, I'll finish God willing Sunday.
Sure.
Also in the studio is Elikem Kotoko. He's a member of the National Democratic Congress Communications Team. Elikem, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Don't do the mistake of calling me the other
side. Right. Right.
You would agree with me that we're in the woods and the very people who have placed us there have still not manned up enough to say candidly they have put us
fantastic measures to get us out of the woods,
I don't know what can be called fantastic.
You've listened to some of the measures government is trying to put in place to make sure that we're out of the woods.
Let's be very frank with ourselves. I mean, the mediocrity that has been expressed out there by government is further an insult to Ghanaians.
I see.
And even to themselves as well, that they have become bereft of ideas and lack the know-how to toward this country, towards the right direction.
What, in your estimation, do you think government could have done better?
I know we don't have much time, but if I may ask, for instance, I will still keep saying this, that if till date, Ken Oforiatta could not find wisdom to even tell us that the decision by the road minister to call for a cessation of the collection of road tolls, which was generating 6, 7, 8 million monthly, was not a mistake and should be reversed immediately, then, for instance, there's no need even having the road fund levy, which is part of the price build-up of the petroleum price that we are paying. So there are a lot more that can be done there rather than what has been thrown out there to us. And it's very surprising to hear the finance minister at one point seeking the help of the minority and at the same time calling them names and expecting them to cooperate with them. I must be very frank with you.
What names did he call them?
He said that we are the NDC and the minority are naysayers. And you see,
are you not naysayers?
No,
indeed,
not at all.
By kicking against a lot of measures government were going to put in place.
A lot of measures
that
the NDC and the minority has kicked against has been in the proud interest of Ghanaians and has saved Ghanaians.
They have suggested to the legislature to, of course, accept a pay cut. The minority, some members of the minority came out and kicked against it strongly, vehemently.
I am sorry, but that decision that was taken was one of the most nonsensical ones that had just been
nonsensical
taken.
Nonsensical decisions?
Yes. Let me be frank with you on why.
What makes it nonsensical?
Yes. It is just a populist decision to take in order to make Ghanaians feel that government is cutting its pay by 30%.
Was it a populist decision when John Mahama, former president of the Republic of Ghana, did same?
Didn't have to wait for John Mahama didn't have to wait for things to get this worse. Can you imagine the hypocrisy of a president who is irresponsible, reckless, and insensitive to the plight of Ghanaians? When the president was flying those Mozilla
reckless, insensitive?
Yes, insensitive and irresponsible. When President Ronaldo was flying in those luxurious jets all over globe trotting, and we were screaming, telling him it was too expensive, the taxpayer could not take that burden.
Right.
They told us that we should shut up. It was a matter of national security, and we need not even know the cost of that. Today, not long ago, the president was on a commercial flight to Dubai.
That was a good thing.
What happened? Is it no longer a matter of national security? So this is a regime that is not even aware of the mess they have put us in until when reality dawns on them. Then they now tell us, They are pumping $2 billion into the economy. $2 billion to do what?
Right.
How long can that be sustainable? Another example is the borders. You know, you and I have talked extensively on our land borders.
Mm.
That has been closed for close to 2 years.
Right.
Why were the borders closed for this long? Government forgot that it was supposed to be raking in some revenue even from the land borders. But it turned because those people living at most of these borders, do not constitute the stronghold of the governing party, so they could do anything to them. Now that reality has dawned on you and you realize that it is affecting you economically, you quickly are rushing to say that you want to open the land borders. You want to open the land borders, but you've not found wisdom to now call for the to revert the decision to stop collecting road tolls.
Mm.
So if you look at all this, and I was listening to Stephen Amoah, talking about 2017 growth. What exactly did they do in 2017? It was the fruit of 2016 that they were seeing or harvesting in 2017.
Right.
The actual economy started from 2018.
Mm.
And when they want to make assertions that it is because of Ukraine, what do we call it?
The Russian incursion in Ukraine,
etc.
Yeah. Mm.
We cannot rule that out.
Right.
But the city began depreciating long before it goes.
But you cannot also talk about the economic situation that we have found ourselves without talking about COVID.
That is true. Mm. But COVID has ravaged the economy, including that of Ghana. That is why Ghanaians cannot take this government serious. At one point, they are the same ones who come to trumpet saying that they have been recognized as having managed COVID very well, effectively, efficiently.
Mm.
Then at another point, they are telling you and I, the same COVID has ravaged the economy so much. The likes of Ken Ofori-Atta are milking this economy dry. His company, his enterprise, what's the name? Is it Data Bank?
Data Bank, yeah.
Continues to be a major beneficiary to all our external borrowers.
Mm.
For which one of the reasons they do not want to even go to IMF, because when you go to IMF, they'll be imposing sanctions and they cannot afford to be adhering to those strict disciplinary actions. And so they rather want to go to the capital market. That is the reason why today we are where we are.
Mm.
They want $6 billion from where? From E-Levy. And the E-Levy already, we have all been told it is a no-no. Because there's never going to be a consensus on agreeing on
it. Don't you think that it would not be far-fetched, it would not be far from the truth if the finance minister says that the minority or the NDC is becoming naysayer in the sense that, one, you have kicked against the introduction of E-Levy. You're still kicking against it. You have suggested to the legislature for a pay cut, to accept a pay cut. You have kicked against it. You said when you did same years ago, they never participated, and that you're not going to do it. It looks as if everything government wants to do in order to get us out of this situation, you're not for it. Have you provided, if they have not admitted, they wouldn't have been, holding all these press conferences and all of that.
Why are we hammering on some of the things we told they should do?
Mm.
Why were we crying? You see, don't pretend not to know why the opposition or the minority was saying certain things. Far back when we were complaining about the president's insensitive, reckless and irresponsible conduct through the luxurious jet he was flying over with some rumors over how a certain Sawar Brunier and other people were even with her.
Mm.
Did they bother to even pay attention to what Ghanaians were saying that, Mr. President, this was needless and you need to actually leave? But no, the president was living like a headless chicken who was not ready to listen to anybody. And that is one fact we must take.
Mm.
Now, when the minority began screaming, telling them about these things, when Ken Ofori-Atta was massaging figures, what did they not say? When Isaac Anobo came out to actually point out all this to them, what did they say? Anything the minority said, they said we were naysayers.
Hmm.
Now this is where we are. It has brought us where it was leading us. And you see, I think that they should stop this crap of thinking that they can use their so-called... You see, where is Dr. Baumia now? Somebody who should be talking most on the economy has suddenly gone mute and dumb. We can't hear much about him. You get it? Now, when we're talking about these matters, how much is the dollar to the city now? Or how much is the city to the dollar?
How much is it now?
It's above 8. It has broken... What are the 10 they're using?
Yeah,
broken the 8. Mm. How much is the pound to the city as well? It's over more than 10 cities.
I see.
You get my point. How much is a liter of petrol now? It's highest, it's 11 cities, 30 pesos.
Yes, reduced by 15 pesos.
And we dare not even be talking about this because it will make mockery of us.
Hmm.
The point is that because even the next window will automatically mean that there's going to be an increment. A regime that was able to tell you and I that they spent 25 billion in cleaning up the banking sector cannot pump 2 billion, 10 billion to salvage the situation at the oil sector to cushion Ghanaians. If you could spend that 25 billion to clean up. And you know, when I was reading what Ken Ofoyata was, his statement today, some things didn't make sense to me.
What are those that didn't make sense to you?
According to him, we have made exports worth over $4 billion and made imports of over $2 billion. If our imports are far less than the exports we are making, then I guess we shouldn't even be crying foul about pressure on our local currency. I do not know. We are just in the first quarter of 2022, and it seems they have already gotten figures for the 2022. If you read what actually he came up with. So to be frank with you, I think the level of mediocrity is the fact that this government or this regime continually has failed to even appreciate the magnitude of the problem they have put us in. It is the reason we are where we are. Have we not been suggesting these solutions to them long before ago? Why is it that it is now they realize that? You get my point? And isn't it sickening that till date as you and I speak, the toll booths are still not functioning? And I'm telling you, a minimum of 6-7 million cities monthly.
Elikem, would the minority not be responsible, a responsible minority, or would the NDC not be a responsible opposition by preferring alternative solutions to governments rather than kicking against anything that government comes out with?
If you ask that, I have just told you about two or three of such, and the minority has many. Probably even in the subsequent days, they will come up with more. And we have always professed solutions. You see, there's a certain hypocrisy, especially by the regime, pretending to say, what solutions are you preferring? Right here, I've given you a couple of solutions. Have we not been talking about opening the land borders long ago?
Okay.
That
has been done.
Yeah. It has not been done yet. It has still not been done. Economic activity was brought to a halt over there. We're talking about the road tolls that were not being paid. Foreign vehicles also ply our road, destroy our roads. Then you come to the taxpayer, pay more for that. You are talking about pay cuts. And I heard that even the cabinet decided that they are taking a 20 or 30% cut on their allowances. Why can't they be sacrificial enough to say they are forfeiting all of that?
Let's see
responsible patriotism. Let's see responsible patriotism. The reason why I will support every move by the minority not to do so is this one. When the minority was crying, was warning the regime about this reckless behavior, they didn't mind them. And therefore, if the minority will accept the pay cut, they should rather take that pay cut, go to their respective constituencies, and give it directly to their constituents to help them. Because this regime, and let me close by the words of Nana Akomia, far back in 2015. He said, when the NDC government is failing, then he becomes happy. I am very optimistic that Ghana will get onto the right track, but not under this regime. Their failure is indeed my happiness. Because there are many people who they deceived with sweet words.
Why should that failure be your happiness?
Why should that be happy?
It is for the detriment of the development of the nation.
6 years down the lane, they are still blaming John Mahama. 6 years down the lane, everything they say is John Mahama. So why wouldn't they be lost? I don't know why the likes of Solomon are just championing the cause of Alan Chemantin, probably to outwit Dr. Baume. Because Dr. Baume has been the pale shadow of himself. He's become a senior presidential staffer over there who does the very job that presidential staffers are expected to do.
He's a vice president.
Vice president reduced to that level. A vice president who told us that mobile money doesn't need to be taxed, and his own people immediately are taxing it. So they have kicked him in the groin. He has to go mute. He's going here, commissioning this, doing that, not ready to talk about electronic levy. You get my point, Justice. Look, where we have gotten to is something that was avoidable long before ago.
Right.
But they have brought us here. And they should have the solutions.
They should have the solutions. I'll come back to you once again. That was Elikem Kosoko, member of the National Democratic Congress Communications Team. Viewers, if you're watching us on Facebook, you can share the Facebook Live for other people to also watch tonight's edition of the program. Rita Apia, you're watching the program tonight. Good evening to you. Now, let me come to Mr. Solomon Owusu. There's also, how did we get here? Prior to the 2016 elections, you said a lot, and we've heard the then vice presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Babia, now vice president of the Republic of Ghana, you know, boasted of his economic prowess and how he was going to turn the economy around should Ghanaians vote for them in the 2016 elections. Ghanaians believed you. They have given you the mandate. We are at a crossroads. How did we get here?
Good evening and thank you very much. Listening to Elikem here, I remembered something that was said to me when I was in Sunday school. That when you are a reserve player, your wish is that a player, a main player on the field fails or hurts so that you can go and play.
I see.
So that is what he ought to do and he did just as well. So I don't blame him. It's all part of the politics. How we got here is very simple. If you look at the figures, we took an economy that was growing at 3.64%.
3.64%?
Yes,
okay.
In 2016.
Right.
So when we came between 2017 to 2019, we had doubled our growth to a minimum of 7%.
I see.
And that was how come we were able to access capital in the international markets because the foreign investors had confidence in our economy based on the figures. Unfortunately for us, COVID struck in 2019. And so, don't forget, any investor before he invests will rely on what we call collateral.
Right.
As a country, our collateral, the collateral that investors look upon it to invest in our economy is the level of taxes that we generate. So if you look at our tax mobilization in 2020, we could not mobilize close to 11 billion. At the same time, we were able to spend over 14 billion. If you add these two together, it means we have created a whole of over 25 billion. And that was what carried us into 2021 and to date. So if you are asking me, that is the problem. The whole problem is that, one, the structure of our economy, we are doing our best to shift it from import dependence to productivity. And that is how you see policies like the 1D1F, the automobile policy, trying to fix the sugar factory in Komenda. My brother was talking, I have listened to...
Now before you continue, you talked about COVID-19 ravaging economies, including that of Ghana. But we all know that under COVID, you have received a lot. Loans, donations, and all of that. I mean, what did you do with the money?
So, I mean, many a times, what we do not explain to the people of this country is, every loan that is given, loan or grant that is given to this country comes with conditions. You are directed as to what you use the money for. I've heard people talk about that World Bank giving us money and we misapplying it.
Yeah.
Just last 2 or 3 weeks ago, World Bank actually added $130 million to what they had already advanced to us. If you were not using it prudently or expeditiously, why do you think they added the 130 million? These are all propaganda from our people. Of course, they have to get ways and means of coming back to power. It is not working. So now, whatever they have to say to discredit this government is what they do. Other than that, COVID, that gave you 3 billion. Let's even assume that the rate at that time was 6 cities. It means you got only 18 billion.
I see.
Meanwhile, we could not mobilize close to 25 billion. Have you not already created about 7 billion deficit? How do we finance this? And it is very important that the Minister of Finance says something today that all of it has to agitate our minds. A government sends a budget to Parliament, 2022 budget to Parliament. The Parliament approves the estimates. However, the ways to achieve or finance these estimates, they take out the e-levy. So why did we approve the budget in the first place? Knowing very well that to be able to finance the budget that was before that you approved, you needed to also approve the taxes that went with it. So we are creating the problems together with the minority. Unfortunately, this is the first time we're having a hung parliament, and the way we have used the hung parliament to sabotage the progress of this country is amazing. And I don't envy this country to have such a
situation. Is government not its own enemy? Is government not, you know, the causal agent of all these problems we are faced today? Government not cause these problems? I'm asking because monies that you have received within the space of 5 years, we shouldn't have been where we are, true or false?
See,
you took the, you know, the public debt from 122 billion to now 351 billion, representing 80.1%.
So where we took over?
That's it. Even in COVID, you had met your revenue target. In fact, Ghana Revenue Authority had met its revenue target even in COVID.
Because we reviewed our revenue target
dollars. Wait a minute, the COVID in itself, that you are, the little opportunity you get, you attribute the country's situation to COVID-19, you received a lot of money under COVID, you know, donations, loans and all of that from World Bank and all those things. You had received a lot of money, enough money, to be able to handle this country properly. What did you use those monies for us to have gotten to where we are today?
So that is where you even have to applaud the government, that our target was first and foremost to save the lives of the people of this country.
I see.
Which we did beautifully. So in the entire COVID period, only 1,400 and something plus died. It's unfortunate that 1,000 people have to lose their lives. But comparing it to other countries, we did far, far better. Against countries like the US, the UK, that people thought that they had what it took to protect their people, we did far better with limited resources. So if you're asking me what we did, I'm telling you that we used the resources to save lives of the Ghanaian. Again, we have been talking about we borrowing up to $341 billion. If you look at our GDP at the time we took office, it was $54.5 billion.
Right.
Dollars. As we speak, what is our GDP? It is $82 billion. It tells you that the amount that we are borrowing is being used to expand the economy.
I see.
Why do we talk about the loan that we are borrowing without talking about the GDP? If we use the money and say the economy was not good, then you could make a point. But that
was the current growth of the economy.
It's just $82 billion. The growth rate is hovering around 5.6, and we are trying very hard to move it up. And that is why, recognizing that there are problems in the economy, the president, through his Minister of Finance, addressed the nation. My brother was talking about that. We are not acknowledging that there are problems in the economy. If we did not acknowledge, why is the Minister of Finance talking everywhere, going around the country, letting the people know that we are in some sort of difficulty? We have acknowledged that, and that is how come you see all the measures that you brought today. The idea is to cut down on expenditure and stabilize the economy so that the growth will continuously move on. What do you expect from any government apart from this? The BDS in the past, I'm very surprised you're criticizing salary cuts. That is the most reckless, insensitive, all the adjectives that you could think of.
Right.
When his own leader in 2013 did it, I already asked him, was it a reckless decision then? No, he did not wait. This country. Sometimes my brother, I don't know. It's better it comes to the MPP. Again, he's talking about the border closures.
Why did you wait that long?
No, but you see, we have never experienced, apart from 1918 or so, that the world experienced that sort of crisis. This was the first time me as a human being living in this country had been subjected to this kind of treatment. That you had to sleep in your house, you were not supposed to go out, you have to put some mask on your nose and so on and so forth. You were faced with a challenge. So we needed to take every available step to safeguard the interests of the people of this country. And that is how come the borders were closed. Now things have relaxed, data has come out, we have realized that the virus is not penetrating as everyone thought. And so time is right for us to open the borders. And if the president takes such a decision, why would anybody use that to rather penalize or accuse the government of taking a low decision? And the same people, you remember when this COVID issue came up, their own party, they were rushed, they were insistent. The government went to China to bring the Ghanaians that were there. What happened? At the time that we did not even know the nature of the virus, they were calling us to bring them so that we lock the border. From there they said we should lock the borders. They were the people that were saying that. And when you have people who have championed the closure of borders, now telling you that, why are you so late in opening it? Then you don't know what really they are looking for. It is important that we are opening it now, and we are going to open it to open businesses.
Now let's straighten some few things. Prior to the 2016 elections, we had a lot of, campaign promises that were made by the New Patriotic Party.
Such as?
One, you talked about how you are able to turn the economy around. You talked about the fact that there's a lot of money in this country. We are sitting on money, yet we are hungry. The Vice President assured Ghanaians that he worked at the Bank of Ghana before, and that we have a lot of money sitting at the Bank of Ghana, and that the previous government was being so wicked not to have, you know, expended the money on things that will be fruitful to the good people of Ghana. Where's that money? Where are those monies? I mean, where were you seeing those monies before you made those lofty promises?
So before we came to power, we had never experienced anything like COVID. Yet our brothers...
Why must you attribute every single challenge of this country to COVID?
Why must COVID also come and come during our rule? This is our tenure. We faced it. Is it not a fact that we experienced COVID in this country? Is it not a fact that as a result of COVID, we were made to stay in our homes? Is it not a fact that as a result of COVID, we could not achieve our targets?
Didn't you receive enough to make up for all those problems that you encountered?
So long as COVID still lurks around, you cannot take it out of our equations. We still have to relate all our issues to it, so that Ghanaians would appreciate why and how we have come to this far. Unless you want to tell me that COVID, during COVID, we were still working in full capacity, which is never so. And so COVID came in and it did not help the country.
You're not the only country that suffered COVID.
And that is why...
We have, you know, sister nations. They've all suffered COVID. But, of course, their situation is not dire.
Very dire. If you look at the inflation rate of the U.S. Since 1974, this is the first time they are experiencing an inflation close to 7.9%. If you go to Germany, nobody ever thought that Germany could experience inflation to the extent of 5.1%. Go to UK, go to all the advanced countries. Things are terrible. And so it is not, we are not suffering in isolation. The world has become a global village. And coping with what is happening in Ukraine, between February 24th, that Russia invaded Ukraine,
right?
What was the price of crude in the world market? And what is the price now? It tells you that things are not helping us matters. Look, the U.S. recently increased its prime rate or interest rate.
Right.
That's a low diverted or directed investment from Africa to the U.S. And so it has made access to funding or capital so expensive that it is depriving African countries of its needed resources or capital.
Talk of crude. You are a net producer of crude. Mm-hmm. True or false?
Yes, we are.
So if there's a problem where the price is gone up on the international market, it should benefit. It should be at your, you know, it should be at your advantage, true or false?
So, you know the reason why...
So, why is government not using what we are getting from, you know, from oil as net exporters of it to finance, you know, or to cushion Ghanaians when it comes to oil prices at the pump?
So, first of all, what is our crude interest in the oil blocks that we have? It is not anything to write home about. It's not more than 12%. It's hovering around 10%.
I see. So 12% is enough money.
It's not enough. You look at our developmental needs. Again, I was reading one of the strategies that government wants to use to stabilize it. You know, underpinning this petroleum crisis is the depreciation of the cedi. I am very happy government is creating that forex for the importers of petroleum products.
Right.
So that one alone will help the petroleum prices to stabilize, coupled with the 15 pesos that we have removed from it. We have acknowledged that there are problems, and that is why government is appealing to the good people of this country that these are temporary pain that we have to go through, and that good times definitely will follow the bad times, and that no one must despair, and that we must have confidence in the government that you have shown over the years that this is the government that you believe in to take this country to the promised land. So there is nothing that has changed. We are on course, and I will entreat our brothers in parliament, the opposition NDC, that this is a country that if they are wishing, like my brother Eric was saying, that he's very happy that the government is facing difficulties, they should know that if you don't govern this country well, their survival is even in doubt. If you don't lead, how would you come and govern? So it is incumbent on them to help this government to implement the necessary policies and programs.
Would you attribute the exchange rate also to COVID-19?
See, I have said time and number again that until the structure of the economy is massively
inflation is hovering around, almost getting to 16%.
Exactly.
Percent.
Yes.
Would you attribute that to COVID also?
To the extent that we are part of the global economy.
Mm.
During COVID, what was production? I mean, inflation is more money chasing fewer goods. So if COVID, people were made to sleep, let me tell you, all those that requested, I'm giving you a scenario in the automobile industry.
Right.
If you ordered for a truck from Germany in 2019, it is now that they have started production. And guess what? Because orders have compounded, now a truck that you're supposed to buy, say, €1 has shot up. It has shot up to, say, €2. Isn't there inflation that's going to create?
Auditor General's report indicated that we've lost over 12 billion to misappropriation all of that.
That is not true. The Auditor General
reported
12 billion, but to take it hook, line, and sinker like that, it doesn't give you the true picture. Auditor General's report, when it comes, it is not final. That is why we have always Public Accounts Committee. So what we ought to go for is what the Public Accounts Committee says about the Auditor General's report. Sometimes about accounting procedures. Then it is reported that money has been misapplied. How is it misapplied? So always let us rely on the Public Accounts Committee after Auditor General's report has been presented so that we get a true picture. Do you believe for a moment that civil servants misapply 12 billion launching around freely? It doesn't happen.
It is incumbent on government to search out those persons.
And that's what I'm saying, that
to take back the money.
And that's what I'm saying, that when you go into the Public Accounts Committee, you have no basis whatsoever to search out them. A Reynolds report has been presented.
You think that the report is very erroneous?
Oh, a lot.
I see.
That's why I say we must always go in for the Public Accounts Committee. If the Auditor General's report was that final, why would the committee sit on it to deliberate on it? They have presented their story, and that is why individuals that are cited in the Auditor General's report are given the opportunity to clear their names at the Public Accounts Committee, explain it further. And most of them, when they go to the Public Accounts Committee, their explanations negate whatever is put there at the Auditor General's report. So don't let us assume, and I have heard the MEC, from time immemorial, when you take any Auditor General's report, it runs through misapplication, misappropriation.
Right.
Yet when you go to the Public Accounts Committee, these issues are cleared.
I see. All right. I'll come back to you. Viewers, you're still watching Hot News right here on Pan-African Television with me, Justice Appiah. I'll read some of your messages, so keep them coming in. I'll come back and read those messages you've left on Facebook and on our WhatsApp line. I'll read all those out for you. Now, let me come to you, Elikem.